Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this in new news, a flu shot during pregnancy protects newborns against the flu for about 2 months after birth, so it can protect the newborn for up to 8 weeks after birth. Previous studies have shown that flu vaccination during pregnancy helps protect newborns, but this study shows the length of protection is likely limited to the first 8 weeks of life. However, it is still something that's there. Researchers assessed more than 1,000 infants born to women given a flu shot during pregnancy, and they found that the vaccine's effectiveness was highest during the first 8 weeks after birth, and it ranged from about 25% to 30% at ages 8 to 16 weeks. So these findings were published July 5th in the Journal of JAMA Pediatrics, and the results are important because infants have high rates of flu, which puts them at risk for hospitalization and possibly even death, the study authors said in this journal news release. So current vaccines don't work well in young infants younger than about 6 months and aren't really approved for use in that age group. So pregnant mothers, talk to your doctors, talk to your pediatricians, talk to your OB-GYNs about making sure to get a flu shot as the fall comes in and flu season ramps up, because it could protect your newborn up to 8 weeks. And now we're going to talk a little nutrition here, because there's been a lot of controversy with foods that are high in sugar, foods that are high in fat, and what foods are healthy. And people are always asking me, is this food healthy? Is that food healthy to give my children? But one of the things I hear the most is about granola bars. Are granola bars healthy? Is granola itself a healthy food to be eating? And they're loaded with oats and nuts and dried fruits and other grains. So it's always sort of enjoyed this reputation as a healthy food. They always show the ads with hikers with their granola bars in their pockets and their backpacks, you know. So it makes it look like it's a very, very healthy food. But however, the new survey conducted by the New York Times compared the views of a panel of nutritionists with the average Americans, found that the experts and the noshing public often disagree about which foods are considered healthy. We know that. And granola is one of the most hotly contended foods. So we're talking about granola bars that. You know, there are the Kind bars, you know, they got a bad rap for a little while, they're being so high in sugar. But the discrepancy lies in that they can vary so much in ingredients. So you really need to read the ingredient list, especially if you're looking at granola or granola bars. Making your own granola, by the way, is a way to make it much healthier. But some of the granola bars, Nature Valley, Oats and Honey, contain oats as the first ingredient and sugar as the second. Honey and brown sugar syrup are also a little further down the ingredients list. Another example, Quaker's peanut butter chocolate chip chewy granola bars. That doesn't even sound healthy right there, but the word granola in it makes people think that they are. The brown sugar syrup, corn syrup, and corn syrup solids are absolutely top of the list. So you know that these are very high in sugar, and that, of course, you know, the chocolate chips and that sort of thing make it a high calorie bar as well. So if you are looking for the extra calories for your little athlete or something, then that's not necessarily a terrible choice, but the sugar content is so high. Kind Oats and Honey with toasted coconut bars, they have tapioca syrup, dried cane syrup, honey, and brown rice syrup as their sweeteners. There is a difference between those sweeteners. So sugar has looked at the glycemic index, you know, and looking at some of those other ingredients like coconut oil. It sort of pulls back and forth. People can't agree on whether coconut oil is healthy or not. It's certainly something you can use to cook. It's a really virgin coconut oil. It's so good to cook with. You can rub it on your skin. You can even use it in your hair. But it's something that you want to make sure to look at. Look at the ingredients in your granola bars. And if sugar's the first ingredients, move on down the aisle. This is Melanie Cole. Got a great show coming up. Stay well.